Hoot.
Brown bear.
Hoot.
Both black and brown bears are found in Alaska, though rarely in the same area. Only brown bears, also called grizzlies, are found on Admiralty, Baranof, Chichagof, Kruzoff, and Kodiak Islands, and on the Seward Peninsula, while only black bears are found on most other islands. The two species overlap some on the mainland and Kenai Peninsula. Their distribution in southeast Alaska is likely related to how they colonized following the retreat of the glaciers 8 to 10,000 years ago. Black bears are about 2.5 feet tall at the shoulder and are about 5 feet long. They're considerably smaller than brown bears and lack the brown bear's distinctive shoulder hump. Black bears average about 200 pounds, but some older bears may reach 300 to 350 pounds or more. Brown bears average between 500 and 900 pounds, and some older males can reach 1,400 pounds. Some adult females live to be more than 20 years old.
Like humpback whales, bears feed heavily 6 to 8 months a year and spend the rest of the year fasting. They store this food energy as fat, and summer in Alaska is a critical feeding time. Bears are omnivores, eating meat and vegetation. They feed on berries, a wide variety of green vegetation, carrion they scavenge, and salmon when it's available. Bears will dig up marmots, till up meadows for roots, and tear apart logs for insects and grubs. They opportunistically prey on deer and moose, especially fawns and calves in the spring. Don't look for bears in the late fall and winter. They are almost always tucked away in dens hibernating. Hibernating bears are biological wonders. They don't suffer bone loss, muscle atrophy, or bed sores in the way an inactive, bedridden person would. They don't eat or drink water, but their nutritional needs are met. Bears lose about 20% of their body weight during hibernation and regain this over the summer. Physiologists and medical researchers are studying bears for insights into osteoporosis, kidney disorders, and human sleep.
Bears are one of the few animals to gestate young, which requires a lot of energy, while denned up and fasting. Bear cubs are born midwinter, tiny and blind, and then nursed through the winter, sharing their mother's fat reserves through her rich milk. Litters range from 1 to 4 cubs, with 2 being most common. Mother bears are famously protective of their cubs. Cubs typically separate from their mother as 2-year-olds, although some brown bear cubs stay with their mother for 3 to 5 years. Except for females with cubs, they are usually solitary animals and avoid other bears. Exceptions occur where food sources are concentrated, such as salmon streams. In these situations, bears develop a social hierarchy.